Over the course of the morning, Kyle, I want to talk about North Korea.
Okay.
Very secretive state. Do you know much about North Korea?
Only what I read, which isn't a lot, I suppose, but yeah.
I guess we don't go out of our way to find out much about North Korea.
I know
do
Dennis
we?
Rodman loves the place.
Really?
Yeah, didn't you hear?
He's
gone over there a number of times. He's very good friends with their dictator.
Right.
Over there, yeah, Kim Jong-un, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Did you know North Korea's tallest building is an abandoned hotel?
I did not know.
It's called the Hotel of Doom. Height of 329 metres, it's the tallest unoccupied building in the world, according to the Guinness World Records.
Well, there you go.
It started in 1987 and has been on-off again for all these years due to the economic woes over there in North Korea, which is why it never really has got completed. 105 stories, revolving restaurant, never once been open for business. I don't know whose back pocket the money's coming out of, but shortly someone's gone broke over that one. Did you know that women in North Korea can only pick from a list of 15 haircuts? And if you're single, you've got to keep your hair short.
I did know that, but it doesn't entirely surprise me.
See, now, as a bloke, if I'm looking for a lady, I'm looking for a ring on the finger. As if there's no ring on the finger, they're single. But over in North Korea, apparently, you look at the haircut, and if it's short, you know they're single. And there's only, I'm just looking at the styles here, I think there's three that have long hair attached to it.
Only three?
Only three in the list of 15. Speaking of getting haircuts, for the blokes, there's a list of 15 hairstyles as well. Now, if you try and get experimental over there in North Korea where the boys are concerned, any hairdo apart from the government-approved 15 can lead to arrest and jail.
Oh, sounds like the Hunger Games, doesn't it?
If you think you've got a bad here in Australia, think of those who are living in North Korea.
Then again, I mean, 15, I probably couldn't even name 15 haircuts, to be honest, so I suppose at least there's a little bit of variety.
Now, speaking of punishments, right,
Like
you've just heard me talk about the blokes and their haircuts, the three-generation punishment rule, do you know about this?
Oh, God, so if I stuff up, that means my grandchild is going to feel the brunt of it as well, is that what it means?
You are very close. One of the most shocking abuses of human rights in North Korea is the country's three-generation punishment rule. If an individual is found guilty of a crime and sent to a prison camp, three generations of their family are sent there too, including their parents and grandparents, and they must remain there for life.
Seems a bit vindictive.
For life, hey? We're the lucky country now, aren't we?
Ugh.
Now, what do you think the dream job for a woman might be in North Korea? Young Kyle?
Oh, God.
You shudder to think, right?
I don't want to know, yeah.
I'll reveal that and more facts about North Korea in an hour. We'll catch you then.